Today's message is dealing with the third person. It's a type of heart where, yes, the message is received. Yes, it's allowed to get into your life and penetrate your life. But it's not just about what the message is allowed to do. It's also about what is brought in with the message. Let me try and explain, because it's in the parable of the sower. You look at a seed, you put it into good ground, you let it develop good depth with its roots, so it's not like stony ground, it's got good depths, but around that seed is allowed to grow other things, thorns that choke. And I'm not an expert in horticulture, I'm not an expert in farming, but from my understanding, just in a simple thing like pruning roses, I'm taught that when I prune roses, it's about giving each of the stems of the rose, each of the branches of the rose bush, an opportunity to have room to grow, to have access to light and to water, and not to be rubbing up against other branches, which can open the door for infection. So when I am pruning my rose bush, I take the strongest stem, the strongest opportunity, and I give that one the best opportunity. So I trim off any other branches around, because they will be competing for the light and for the moisture, anything else that's needed. And when you're growing, you need access to light. You need access to the light of God's word. You need access to God speaking and sharing with you. You need to be able to see these things that God is saying. And in this parable that Jesus is saying, the third type of person where the seed comes, we had hard-hearted Harry, we had shallow Shane, and now we've got crowded Craig. Crowded Craig is someone who is allowing other things to press in, and what they do is they choke the life that God is trying to bring forth. Hey, it doesn't stop you being a Christian. In fact, the Bible says that this plant stays alive, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't produce any fruit. It uses all its life trying to stay alive and has no more energy left producing fruit that can benefit others. How many people in the world are like that? All their energy is absorbed in just getting by. There's nothing left in terms of fruitfulness and help for others, because they are so crowded. And what are the things that crowd them in? Well, let's just read from verse 18 of Mark chapter 4. It says, the thorny ground represents those who hear and accept the good news. So yes, they've received the message, they let the message get into their hearts, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for nice things, so no crop is produced. You look at all those things, and some people say, oh, it's the busyness of life and money causes the problem. That's not actually what Jesus said. Let's read that carefully. He didn't say the problems that you face in life and money will crowd you out. He said the cares of this life, the lure or the lust after, the desire for wealth, the desire for nice things. It's not what you are dealing with that is the biggest issue in terms of pressure. You might be at university and you've got assignments due, you've got fees that need to be paid, you've got exams to be prepared for. So much happening. Life is busy and you're in a very busy situation there. You've got pressures. But the issue is whether those pressures, those things you do, become cares. They become worries. They become things that you're anxious about, that you're fearful over, that you feel overwhelmed. There's a verse in the book of Psalms that says, when my heart feels overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Take me to the place of Jesus and let me be lifted above those pressures that I'm feeling. It's not the things in life, it's when they become cares. It's when you become worried, when you become more concerned with your life that you don't have time anymore for this following Jesus. It's not that you stop being a Christian. It's not that you don't agree with what the Bible says. It's not as if you don't say to people, well, yes, I'm a Christian, but you're just so concerned and worried and your focus and attention is given to all the things. You're worried, you're thinking, and not just the fears, you're saying, I just want to make money, or I just want to do this, or I just want to get myself comfortable, I just want that. You're chasing things. Your heart is divided. Your heart says, oh yes, I love Jesus and I really appreciate what the Bible says, but I'm so worried about this, or I've got to chase after this and I've got to pursue that. Your heart is so crowded with different pursuits and different cares that it no longer is able to bring life. Bible says thorny, crowded Craig is someone who allows all the concerns and all the things in life to become competing focuses, competing cares. And what you need to do is strip them away, say, the only thing that is truly important is following God. Take a moment just to pray and talk to God about the fact what it is that competes with your attention and competes with your heart. And make sure that God has plenty of freedom and light, that He is the only thing that is getting your full attention.